KFI Handle here, and the morning crew, thank you for coughing there, Dean. 9:35 in the morning, and it's time for a House Whisper segment with Dean Sharp, our House Whisper, brought to you by Sunlux, the official solar company of Home and Mine, on KFI for the best value in solar. Dial pound 250 and say Sunlux. Dean heard every Sunday, 9 to 11 o'clock. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
In our regular House Whisper segment, which we do every Wednesday here. All right. One of the things we're going to talk about today is rat-proofing your house. And this is something that I did, and it's really important because rats are vermin, pestilence, fleas, bubonic plague. I mean, there's a lot of problems with rats.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay, and then...
They're everywhere. They're out there.
Yeah, yeah. They're just
you don't want them in your house.
No, absolutely not. And they smell horribly. Occasionally, we've had rats die in the walls. Oh, my God. It's weeks until they become desiccated.
Okay, let's just... clarify, rats don't smell horribly.
Only when they die, they do.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah, I know, but very few people
die. You're going to smell horribly when you die.
But I'm not going to be buried in the walls of my house.
Well, that remains to be seen.
All right, so what I really love is you handed me this little sheet from Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control, and it's how to prevent rats from becoming a problem on your property. And it's a little cartoon drawing of the house and, little rules, pick up pet droppings and make sure you feed your pet only the amount of food it'll eat in one sitting and ventilation screens. And did you notice this at the bottom? How many rats can you find in this picture? Where's Waldo the rat? Do they really actually say that?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, all the way down on the
right.
Oh,
yeah, look at that. I have no idea.
Yeah.
There are no rats in
that
this
is
picture.
Correct.
There
very
are
bizarre.
Zero rats.
All right. So
I think that was their point.
Oh, got it. Oh, I got it. Okay.
See? You see?
Okay. Now I get it. All right. So
I'm just going to sit here. You go ahead.
No, segment. No. We're going to do rats, I think, this segment, and then do pesticides the next segment if we can. But how prevalent and how big a rat problem do we have here in Southern California relative to the rest of the country?
Well, every urbanized area has more rats than, or at least we notice them more. They're more problematic to us because we create more garbage. We create the natural flow of our lifestyles. We create more rat food for them. So we've got a lot in a large concentration, and that's all. They follow the food sources, and, urban areas have a lot of food. The rat problem, as far as disease and all of that, that's actually a really...
Yeah,
grossly overstated.
No one gets
kind
sick.
Of thing.
It's just having rats around.
Our big rat problem is the fact that most people don't know how to manage the rats around their home or manage rats around commercial spaces. And as a result, the way we've chosen to manage rats over the last few years, it's destroying our environment. I mean, it's just
You're talking about the chemicals.
I'm talking about rodenticides that has been the primary source of rat control, both commercially and residentially, for years now. And now we've got a major problem on our hands. Right now, 70, and I am not exaggerating. In fact, if anything, this is an underestimate. 70% of Southern California wildlife test positive for rat poison in their blood. 70%. That's animals, it's 17, multiple species of birds, multiple species of mammals. Everything from coyotes to mountain lions. The mountain lion, again, that we just lost recently, heavily saturated.
Yeah, PT-109 or whatever.
P-41. I think it was P-41.
It was one of those, yes.
So there's a problem, and it's happening at the beginning of the food chain for most mammals, and the beginning of the food chain for most larger mammals are rodents. And so we're basically leaving blood thinners laying around our yards.
One of the things about rats, and very few people do this, and I went crazy on this, and it cost me a fortune because we had, rats we found in our garage and they're in the walls, and so we rat-proofed our house.
That is the first, in my opinion, the most important step.
But my God, that's a big deal. And we're talking about every single place where a rat can enter. I'm talking about every pipe going into the house.
Right.
Every vent, every tree that goes up next to the house.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a big deal for us, But really, it's just a consequence of the fact that we didn't do it right the first time when the house was built. We're not supposed, this is the 21st century. We're supposed to be living in homes that don't have gaping holes for things to crawl inside our house.
Well, we're not talking about gaping holes. You were just talking about the size of a quarter.
When it comes to insects and rodents, a half an inch diameter hole is a gaping hole. Those are the kinds of things that we shouldn't have exposed on our houses. So, yes, if it's been years and all sorts of weird work has been done to the house and we haven't taken the energy or the effort to fill those gaps, we've run a new pipe out or there's a hole in the stucco or whatever, yeah, it's time to tighten those up.
Well, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but when someone builds a home, a developer, for example, you're buying a new tract house or a contractor comes in to remodel, they don't do this, do they?
No. No.
And it seems so
just
basic.
Another thing on the long list of things that tract builders don't do.
But it seems so basic, or at least telling you, or at least contractors saying, hey, by the way, it's going to cost you a couple extra $1,000, but let's talk about how rats are not going to go into your house. Who's going to say no to that?
Yeah, well, no one would, but that's an extra cost, an extra effort on the part of the contractor. So it
so
always falls upon the homeowner.
So is a roof.
That's true.
All right, let's take a break. And we'll come back.
You cool off a bit.
No.
And then I'm going to get angry the next segment.
Excellent. I love it. All right. We'll be. It's been one of those days. All right. We're going to come back.
Everywhere you turn, there's rats. 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 Eating all our books. Looking at.
Oh, that's lovely. Handel and Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Now, here's the problem with that, John, is we should have started last segment with rats because we've left rats.
Oh, we're still with rats.
Oh, I thought we were going right into pesticides.
No. Rodenticides.
Everywhere you turn, there's rats.
You see? That's the point. All right. Let me get spit some stuff out here. First, a shameless plug. Tomorrow, Thursday, it's a very busy week. I'm going to be down at Dwell on Design at the LA Convention Center, which is the big West Coast design show. I'm going to be there from noon till... Thanks, Alex. Till 4 in the afternoon. Actually, I'm not appearing there to speak. I'm down there doing some biz. But if anybody wants to come down...
Where are you going to be? I mean, it's a big show.
It's a big show. It's not huge, though. It's not so big that if you're looking around...
And this is radio. No one knows what you look like.
Go to the website. Check it out. I got a good. I have my one good photo up there.
And then you're going to... people can just follow you.
Yeah.
Like a Pied Piper.
We'll be around. All right. Okay. And this Sunday's show... Okay, so you know about my love for nature and the way that design of our homes impacts the environment. And so lately, we've been talking about plants.
Yes.
Like the wrong grasses that people have on their lawns. This week's show, we're turning to animals and the way those things affect. So we're going to be talking about... Okay, ready? Beekeeping.
Ugh.
I'm going to have Keith Roberts, my beekeeping guru, here on the show.
There's
we're
one
going to be talking.
Wait. There's one person on the planet I know that keeps bees, and that's you. No one else cares. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
That is not true.
All right.
And so chickens, backyard chickens, urban chickens, and backyard beekeeping now legal in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's your cowboy boots and. All right. Why not?
And then we're going to talk about the animals that we don't want around, which are rodents, rats, those kinds of things. Rabbits eating your lawn, those kinds of things. So here were the facts that I had right in front of me that I didn't say last segment. 27 species of birds, 17 species of mammals, eagles, hawks, falcons, owls, bobcats, mountain lions, foxes, etc. 70% of all California wildlife, 90% of wildlife in need of medical attention, test positive for rat poison in their blood. And if you don't even care about animals, here's this. 17,000 human exposures to rodenticides each year. 85% of those are children under 6. 85% of those 17,000.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Right. That's a big deal.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is that on Tuesday, there is a state assembly bill, AB 2422, that is getting a serious vote in its first major committee as it's moving forward. Because back in 2014, the state actually passed a ban on these blood-thinning rodenticides for retail sale so that homeowners couldn't go out to the local hardware store and just buy blood-thinner rodenticides. But there was this massive loophole in the ban, which is... It was not a ban on commercial use, so you could still call your pest company And they would come out and put rodenticides all over your yard. And as a result, all the tracking poles have shown that we haven't made a dent in it. All of the toxicity levels in wildlife are still happening. So this ban, this bill, is intended to close that loophole.
So what else would you use it? I mean, blood thinner is sort of the go-to rodenticide, right?
Right.
I mean, that's it. So,
it's a very inhumane way of killing a rat.
Please, who cares? How do you? Well,
why it's important. Because it kills a rat slowly. If it killed it instantly,
all right,
then that would be one thing, because then predators who feed on those rats would not actually pick that rat up. It's because they're infected.
All right, fair enough.
That the larger animals are being affected.
What do you replace that with?
Snap traps, anything that kills instantly around your house. Snap traps, actual live traps. But most importantly, you know, rats aren't out there plotting just to invade human space. They want our food. They want our trash. They want the warmth of our houses. So we take preventative measures, like we were talking about, to seal up the entrance ways into your house. You do a better job keeping your garbage cleaned up.
Well, no garbage, no food, no heat.
There you go. And that's all you need.
And you're home free.
No, but there are a series of ways. It's about deterring them. It's about not inviting them in your yard in the first place. And it's inevitable that some are going to come in. And then it's about how to deal with it and how to keep them out of your house once they're scurrying around your yard.
Or hopefully, we used to have, first of all, a hawk that would fly over our yard. And then for a couple of years, we had an owl.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to talk about barn owls are native to Southern California. And, you know, there are groups that you can call. In fact, on the show on Sunday, I'm actually going to post the plans for how to build a barn owl nesting box in your house. Raptors are the best form of rat deterrent for your property.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a family of hawks or owls around, a barn owl, a single barn owl, will eat 10,000 rodents in a year. But they're too small to pick up your little dog or your cat. They have no interest in your family pets, just the rats.
And where do you get a
what
barn
owl? What
you
do is you build a habitat for them in the right place, and one will hopefully move in.
So you don't go out to the
No, you don't go buy a barn owl
or
and put
rent,
it up on your because they'll
rent
just
an
fly.
Owl.
See, last year, this whole issue came up because Robin has a family of hawks living in her backyard, in the trees overlooking her backyard. I was actually over at her house. I came over to visit, and one of the hawks was sitting in the neighbor's front yard. It was a big issue. We're looking at it, and then Robin and Don and I, we all walked out and with Tina, and we're all looking at this hawk, and we're like, why isn't this hawk flying away? Then we realized blood was coming out of its beak, and a few hours later, she actually took it to an animal rescue. It died, and it died from what? Blood thinner, rat poison. Because the hawks are eating sick rats that already have this rodenticide in their system, and it's killing the hawks.
And they won't eat a dead rat.
They won't eat a dead rat. They kill. They're not buzzards. They don't scavenge on dead bodies.
That's impressive. All right.
So it's a whole thing. We're going to talk about the bad news of it on Sunday, and then the good news of bees and chickens.
Yeah, absolutely. Bees and chickens. You know, you're just my kind of guy. You know,
it's honey and eggs.
This is why God invented supermarkets. I just want to point that out. And I'll bet you don't have a single hen that lays a dozen eggs at a time.
No hen does that. I get 7 eggs a day.
Well, that's still pretty good.
It's dang good.
What, 7 chickens?
All organic, cruelty-free, healthy, fresh eggs.
Well, now, I've actually had your eggs, and they are impressive. I noticed you only gave them to me once, but that's okay.
Well, with this kind of attitude.
I know. I'm going to get them a lot more, aren't I? All right. We are done. Dean Sharp, The House Whisperer, every Sunday from 9 to 11, and the podcast, which is being archived, because every single podcast is a sort of a mini chapter in how to live your life.
Yeah, we're building a home improvement library on the iHeart app.
Which is the most impressive one we have here on KFI.
Well, thank you.
Because, it's true. It's evergreen. Who cares about what I have to say?
Now we're going to add bees and chickens to
it. Of course we are, because that's a huge market, bees and chickens. All right, guys, we're done.